Okay, this is everybody we had in the waiting room for case AA. We've got one more person who's joining. They're coming in now.
Or is that it, Caroline?
Yes, it is.
All righty.
Here we go.
Call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present. We have an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. It's going to be Gunner High School, hearing AA, appeal of District 11-3A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. We have student A and student B, just for y'all's information. We will discuss both as we go, and we will vote separately. Mr. Beasley?
DEC 11-3A met on March 24, 2022, and ruled that Phoenix Grant and Cameron Cravey moved from Sherman High School to Gunner High School for athletic purpose with the vote of 6-1 for both of them. Items number 2, 6, and we checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1, 5, 6 was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire for both students. The students' parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Thanks, sir. We're going to begin by asking all of you for just a moment to unmute so we can make sure we've got a good connection with you, those of you who have logged in. And we'll be verifying that. And then once we've done that, we'll be asking you to, we're going to get you sworn in. So, Mr. Jones, please speak to us.
I can hear you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Kimball.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Dozier.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you are?
I was the offensive coordinator at Sherman High School.
Thank you very much. And then we've got the Grants. Please identify yourselves back there.
Heath Grant. I'm the father. Phoenix Grant.
Lauren Grant, mother.
All right. We have someone else back there.
Scott Morindale, superintendent, Gunner ISD.
Thanks, sir.
And Jake Fazell, athletic director of Gunner ISD.
Okay. You're going to have to scoot over just a hair before we go. There you go. Thank you. Kind of hard on Zoom, so we like to have a picture of everybody if we can. Thank you for that. Mr. Kane?
Corey Kane, Sherman High School.
Okay. Believe that's it. At this point, if you will please raise your right hand. Caroline's going to swear you in the appropriate response. Please unmute. The appropriate response will be I do.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. I want to introduce the panel members this morning. My name's Mike Motherell. I'm a retired school superintendent. Ms. Denson?
Yes. Good morning. I'm Johanna Denson. I'm a retired athletic administrator.
Vogel.
I'm Carla Vogel. I'm the superintendent at Dickinson ISD.
All right. Thank you very much. And staff members, please identify.
Charles Brodup, UIL staff.
Daryl Beasley, UIL staff.
Caroline Walls, UIL staff.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about our process today. And this is standard for us. We've done a lot of these. So the process is pretty simple and straightforward. We're going to, first of all, hear from family. And we will verify some of the information that we've already received, allow you the opportunity to discuss any new information you might have. Once we're finished with that, knowing that we will get back to you later, we'll then go to, in this case, Sherman High School, the sending district, to talk to them a little bit, and then we'll move over to Gunner High School. Typically, the receiving district doesn't have a lot to offer us in terms of the reason for the change, but we'll listen to anything that's pertinent. Then we'll go to our district chair. Once we've visited with our district chair, we'll go back to family, and that's the point in time at which you can clarify some things, you can summarize, and then we will make decisions as we discuss. Any questions? All right. Thank you. And I will remind that I don't know what the decision will be, but if we grant an appeal today, it will still be pending a residency waiver, because it's my understanding you folks still live in the Sherman School District. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So everything will be dependent upon that waiver should be an appeal be granted. All right. I am going to begin, and I'm sure the others will have comments or questions as we move forward, but I've already clarified the fact that you do live still in the Sherman High School attendance zone. And if I'm not mistaken, it's right at 20 miles between two towns. Is that correct?
Pretty close.
Yeah. All right. And let's just, the withdrawal took place from Sherman High School. Our understanding is on the 25th, which I think was a Friday. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And enrollment was effective on the 28th, which is a Monday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Understand that. We also recognize that there was on the 26th track workout at Gunter where your boys were there. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Also, we know that you, and I'm going to refer to you as Dad at times, just kind of easier. You have accepted a job at Gunter ISD beginning for the 22-23 school year, correct?
Yes, but I'm already currently here as well.
You're already there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you there as a long-term sub?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We had... We had the opportunity not only to read all the information, but we had the audio of the district executive committee meeting. So we're privy to all that conversation.
All right.
And when we talk about reasons for the change, there were several things that came out. You talk about it being a family decision, and one aspect of that being smaller school. You and your wife both, I think, attended smaller schools.
Correct.
And so that was one of the topics of discussion. Also, you talk about the job change being a promotion to the special teams coordinator. And there's always some discussion in a situation like that, whether that's a promotion or not, going from a larger to a smaller district. There's a lot of reasons, but your discussion was that you've been named a coordinator there, and that in your goals to become an athletic director, you felt like that was an important step for you. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then there's the discussion also that there were some safety issues beginning to occur for your family there at Sherman. You talked about a daughter who had some difficulties, those kinds of things, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You also said that on the 16th of February is when you actually informed, I believe, the folks at Sherman High School that you were going to make a change.
Yes, sir.
You told them, I've accepted a job at Gunter. You also said, I'm happy. I'm not upset about anything. But you'd already referred to, or later on referred to, some safety issues. So for me, there needs to be some clarity there. You're not upset about anything, but you'd had safety issues. Would you clarify that for us, please?
Yeah, I don't think any place is perfect. I think even, coming to Gunter, I don't believe this place is perfect. I don't always think
any school where we would go would be perfect. So I understand, you know, that things are going to happen no matter where you're at. So that one incident didn't, you know, completely take away my happiness of being at Sherman.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Thank you. The last that we had heard, I think, was that you were still at Sherman. But what you just told us is earlier that you are now at Gunter.
Yes.
And when did that take place, Coach?
My first day was April 18th.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we see where there was a posted job. Our understanding is that the folks, and we can verify this a little bit later with the folks at Gunter, but they were aware that they were going to lose a coach, and they did, and they posted the job. There were three candidates, I believe, and I don't know whether full interviews were given to all, but there were three candidates. And you went over and had an interview with them, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me just ask you this, because this is a professional courtesy issue that I have as a question. I sat as a superintendent for a lot of years, was a principal for many, was an athletic director for several years. I have to admit, I would have been a little disappointed in one of my people had they not informed me of the fact that they were looking at something and were we're going to interview. Can you explain why you did not do that?
Yes, sir. I think, unfortunately, I don't believe all superintendents have as high character as others. And it was more of like a fear of being having an opportunity sabotaged is what it is. I've heard stories of, you know, coaches losing jobs because they have, you know, applied elsewhere and interviewed elsewhere. And that's where the fear comes from.
Okay. Once you did let them know what was going on, and we have audio of a meeting with the folks there at Sherman, but you indicated that you had several meetings and you went down through those, and you felt punished and attacked, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Who did you have on your reference list from Sherman High School?
Corey Kane.
Okay. Coach Kane?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mighty good. What other questions do we have right now from, I have one more. And then my question was, at the time that you were offered the job and you turned in your resignation, you, at that point, we're not sure whether you were going to get to go to Gunner during this school year or not. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But you went ahead and enrolled your kids in Gunner.
Yes.
I assume all four of them. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Talk to us the reasoning behind that, please.
Well, I really wanted to do right by Sherman. So I did let Coach Kane know that, you know, when I was at John Tyler High School, Coach Holmes had asked me to stay and coach spring ball. So I let Coach Kane know that if he wanted me to do that, I would stay. He did not decide to do that. Instead, I was reassigned the next day out of track into softball. I was also told just 3 hours after I told Coach Kane that that they were going to be taking this to a DEC. So I felt at that point it was good to go ahead, get my kids out, and I felt confident that I would be released from my contract, and I was. So it was only a few weeks. So I felt confident that it wouldn't be long that they would be here, even though I wasn't coming at that time.
Okay. Thank you. What other questions do we have from members? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Mr. Chair, I have several questions, if you would.
Please.
Coach, did you have a very good relationship with Coach Kane?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Great relationship. And I feel, you know, personally, it upsets me that it's come to this, you know, because I really wanted to keep that relationship. Well, I mean, he said himself, you know, he was disappointed, you know, because I was such, you know, a big part of his staff. So it was a very good relationship.
I know you made a comment about sabotage and opportunities. With that relationship with Coach Kane, do you feel like he would have been the one to sabotage, or is that just something that you feel overall in the school district would have occurred?
Not him in particular, no, ma'am.
Okay. All right. What is your relationship with your AD, Bob Jones?
Not as good. Not as good as my relationship with Coach Kane.
Okay, that's understandable. Did you apply for any coaching positions other than the Gunter position?
Yes, ma'am. I also applied at Tioga with Coach Chad Rogers and was, you know, also talking with him about a job.
Okay, is that the only other school district?
This year, yes, ma'am. Okay. I applied for a couple others last year.
Okay, and was Coach Kane aware that you were applying for positions last year?
Well, last year was Coach Kane's first year, so that would have been Martinez.
Was Coach Martinez aware that you were applying last year?
No, because we still had the same AD. So I still kept that information to myself.
Okay. And when did you actually become aware that there was a position available at Gunter?
On the 7th, whenever I saw it posted.
Okay. So you found it on the post from their school district? I mean,
you hear things all the time, but I didn't know anything was officially open until the 7th.
Okay. And one other question, Mr. Chair. Did you have an in-person interview?
Yes, ma'am.
And what date was that?
The Monday, I believe it's the 14th.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Vogel?
So you accepted a job in Gunter, but did you plan to complete your contract obligations with Sherman ISD and not leave before the end of the school year?
Yes, ma'am. I gave Sherman that opportunity. I let Coach K know that I would stay and be happy to coach spring ball for him if he wanted me to. That they, you know, they chose not to do that and chose to reassign me instead. So.
Okay. So when did they approve your resignation?
I believe
When did the superintendent approve your resignation?
Right around the 1st of April. And then I let Gunter know. And then my first day here at Gunter was the 18th.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. I think we're going to move on and remember, family members, you'll have another chance, okay? Coach Grant, all right?
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to move then to the folks from Sherman High School. And as I said, we have had the opportunity to listen to all that went on and seen quite a bit in written form. Let me start with a couple of questions. And we'll just go from there. You made comments, and I don't know, to be real honest, I don't know if this Coach Kane or Mr. Jones, but Phoenix was a starting quarterback at Sherman, Gunner being a bordering district. Dad was offered mid-year job before completing his 21-22 contract. And again, there's the question, is a coordinator's position on special teams really an advancement or not? That's part of the comments. Had done so without notifying Sherman. And then there were the conversations that Phoenix had with Coach Kane. I want to start there, Coach Kane. I want you to, and it may not just be you. One of your other coaches was involved, I think, to some extent as well. But your conversations with Phoenix, when he discussed that it was a tough decision, and he talk us through this. I was a starter, and as a sophomore and a junior, but have nothing to show for it. And at that point, I think Dad was there too. I think, and Dad may have cut Phoenix off when you ask another question there, but would you discuss that particular conversation, please?
Sure. So I think it's important to note that postseason I met with all the coaches, and in that conversation with Coach Grant, that he mentioned, I asked what his immediate plans were. He mentioned he would be wherever Phoenix wants to be.
Correct.
Which I noted because I thought that was odd. So fast forward to when he told me that all this was going on. We brought Phoenix in during the athletic period and brought Coach Grant in there as well. And we opened the meeting by basically, asking Phoenix what's going on. And that's when he stated it was the toughest decision of his life. He stated that, he'd been the starting safety, a starting quarterback, and he's got nothing to show for it. Coach Dozier was the offense coordinator and quarterbacks coach, and he was in the meeting with us as well. And so he asked, well, what does that mean? And Coach Grant put his arm across him, and basically told him, Phoenix has said enough. He's answered your question. So we continue talking. At this time, I didn't know their mind was made up. I thought that, we could talk through some things and see if we could at least sleep on it and try to reassess. And so as we're talking through that, we start talking about recruiting ramifications, and the opportunities that that we would have here at Sherman versus limited opportunities at a smaller school. And it's at that time that the Phoenix said, I've been here for 3 years and I've got nothing to show for it. I don't think it can get any worse. And so all that came out in that one meeting.
Okay. All right. Before I forget to ask this question, what role does Cameron Cravey play in this? Cameron, being the stepbrother, I believe, is also an athlete, correct?
Yes, sir.
And he was on what team? What grade's he in?
Ninth grade. He's on ninth grade football. The JV. We have a JV 1-2. We don't have a ninth grade JV team. So I believe he was on JV 2 baseball.
Okay. All right. And any issues with him? Any concerns?
No, sir. I don't think he knew anything about it, to be honest with you. In our conversation, Coach Grant ended with, he had to go get to Cameron because Cameron didn't know. That's the way I took it.
Okay. Before we move to Mr. Jones, is there anything else you want to add? Remembering we've heard everything.
Yeah, you've heard it all. I do want to say that the withdrawal date, we provided paperwork at the DEC.
Yeah.
Withdrawal date was actually Monday, February 28th. And that's documented and that was presented at the DEC as well.
Okay. Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
What do you have to add to this? I think we kind of walked through a majority of what we've heard and seen, but would be glad to, one thing I didn't mention at the beginning, there were accusations of recruitment. That's not what we're here for today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. recognizing that the district executive committee made a decision about changing schools for athletic purposes, not about recruiting. So talk to us very briefly if there's anything, any holes that need to be filled in from what we've discussed already this morning.
I would talk about the meeting that we had with Heath, with Coach Kane and I. Our superintendent, Dr. Hicks, goes, we don't want to lose Coach Grant. And what can we do? Is there a way we can give him a promotion? Is there a way we can do any of those things? Mm-hmm. So for him to feel like that he we would stop him in any way, shape, or form. Corey and I both have the same philosophy that if you come in and tell us you're going to interview for a job, we tell you to go interview. Ultimately, every interview you take is a positive. And we didn't want to lose Heath. We didn't want to lose Phoenix. We didn't want to lose Cameron. We didn't want to lose a family. And we discussed that in the ultimate DEC. Heath was never penalized, never punished. We felt like it would be easier for him to not to be in that coach's office and to be in with the softball coaches. And he was still here every morning. I would walk into the softball coach's office and say hello to every one of them. Coach Grant didn't always respond, but that's okay. He did a great job working with our softball program. Our girls really loved him and did an awesome job. But ultimately, that's what we have to offer. Okay. Corey's conversation was the most important one.
Yeah. All right. Any questions from members? Yes, Ms. Denson.
I just have one question, and this is for Coach Jones and Coach Kane. I know in the documentation you made reference to that there was an exit interview required when athletes leave your program. And I know the documentation showed that there was an interview with Coach Grant and Phoenix, but was there ever an interview with the other son, Cameron, since that is part of your procedures?
Right. So in our conversation with Coach Grant, obviously at the end of my conversation with Phoenix, he said that Cameron didn't know, you know, or he had to get to Cameron. And so the next morning, I'd ask him to come in the next morning, basically ask him, go home, talk to the family, reevaluate, reassess, come talk to us the next morning. So at 8 a.m. the next morning, and he came in and met with Coach Jones and I. During that meeting, he informed us that nothing's changed, they're going. And so we asked about Cameron. All right, well, what do we want to do there? And he said, you don't need to meet with Cameron. Cameron's fine. We don't need to have that. And so he basically told us he didn't want to have a meeting with you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the clarification.
Volker, you have anything? Okay, very good. Anything else from Sherman High School? All right. We're going to move over to Gunter then. And again, typically the receiving district's not as informative to us on the reasons for the change, but anything?
No, sir. We don't have anything new to add, but we're more than welcome to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Martindale. Yes, Ms. Denson?
Yes, thank you. I do have a couple of questions. I know in the process of interviewing, you posted on the 7th, you said that there were other individuals, applicants that you interviewed. And you said that was done in early February. I'd like a date of those interviews. I know one was a virtual interview, but I would like more specifics other than early February. The 7th is early. So what were those dates of the interviews with the other applicants?
I don't know the exact dates of those. I do know that Coach Grant was the last person that I interviewed. Because then we then offered him the position, but I do not remember the exact dates.
Okay, so it'd have to be in between the 7th and the 14th is when you interviewed Coach Grant. No ideas a day before, 2 days, a week before?
I don't know. No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Vocal.
Does Gunter ISD allow out-of-district transfers?
We did prior to this semester, due to capacity situations on our campuses. What we've moved to is what we're calling an early acceptance. So if a family comes to us with a document, a closing document, or a contract for building a house, we accept those kids within that semester, if that makes sense. So open enrollment, no ma'am, but we're accepting families that show they're in the process of moving into our district.
Do you have the documentation to show that your family is moving into the district?
Well, no, ma'am, it's because we know we're hiring him. So we do accept the kids of our employees. If that was the question, I guess I misspoke. So okay. We do accept transfers of employees' children, yes.
On what day did Mr. Grant sign a contract with Gunter ISD?
I'm not sure when he came through our office and signed. I know we would have originally hired him on, I believe, the 17th. We had a board meeting scheduled.
17th of what month?
February 17th is when he would have been on the agenda to be hired. We rescheduled that board meeting because of our girls' playoff basketball game. And I apologize, I don't remember the exact date that we rescheduled that for. But I do know he was on the February 17th agenda to be hired. And then he would have been hired at that rescheduled meeting at the 21st.
At that time, was he hired to begin with the start of the 22-23 school year?
Yes, ma'am. That was what he was officially hired, was to start 22-23 school year. That's when Sherman was still telling us they were not going to release him from his contract. As soon as we got that information, we hired him as a permanent sub.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? All right. Thank you to the folks from Gunter. District Chair.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kimball.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here. Good process. Let me just say that to you on your meeting.
Thank you.
It's our understanding that you had to ask for a motion the second time. Didn't get one initially. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Vote ended up being, though, 6-1?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you, in your words, your observation, tell us why you think the decision was reached?
I can't really speak for the other six, because as you heard, there wasn't any discussion whatsoever. Tried to get discussion, but there wasn't much. I think several things. They looked at the evidence that Sherman presented, and I think that the Twitter post and those kinds of things kind of impacted that. I was the lone dissenting vote, and for me, knowing that coaches move jobs and a lot of times their kids go with them, understanding that I felt this, the bigger issue on this one was the residency waiver. I didn't really see enough weight in moving for athletic purposes, but saw it more as a residency waiver issue since they hadn't moved and he hadn't started the job there yet.
Okay. All right. Would you be able to say that you feel like maybe the discussion that coach had with Phoenix played a part?
For the other six?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I think all the, because they asked questions about that. They asked questions about the track workout on the 26th. They asked questions much like the committee here today has asked about the process for hiring and those kinds of things. So I think they ask questions that pertain to all those factors.
Okay. Anything else for our chair? Any questions? Anything you'd like to add?
You asked if there's any other information. I think you kind of mentioned it, but my understanding is that Sherman did release Coach Grant from his contract the week after the DEC hearing. And then just congratulations to Coach Dozier, who's just made our district harder. He was recently named the AD and head football coach in Leonard. So congratulations to him.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kimball. Again, your process was very good.
My pleasure. And Mr. Beasley helped me tremendously. So thank you.
He's been known to do that. Sure has. All right. Mr. Dozier, I didn't know about the move that you were making. Congratulations. I noticed a while ago when you said you had been the offensive or the, yeah, there at Sherman, that maybe there was something going on. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You have anything you want to add?
No, sir. Nothing, you know, different from the original DEC meeting.
All right. Thank you. We're going back now to family. I don't have any questions. Ms. Denson, Ms. Vogel, you have anything that you want to ask before we give them the opportunity to summarize? Okay.
No, sir.
Mighty good. Coach, you and your family, anything that you need to say now? Y'all have done a nice job of presenting your information. We've got a good picture, I think, of what has gone on, what's taken place. And what would you add to it to finalize?
I think Phoenix wanted to speak.
Oh, that'd be great. We'd love to hear from Phoenix.
Yes. So on the second quote that Coach Kane and I said about how I've been a starter at safety and quarterback and have nothing to show for it, I don't remember saying that because I do have a lot to show for it. I have tons of friends. I have tons of memories at Sherman. That quote was untrue, I believe.
And what about the other quote? I've been here 3 years. I doubt that it can get any worse. I don't think it can get any worse.
Yeah, in the meeting, I felt like my recruitment was kind of like being attacked. They were very persistent about how 3A had worse recruitment and this and that. And I just don't believe that that's true. So,
okay. All right. Thank you, Phoenix.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Coach, anything?
Just as mom, going back to Cameron, when my husband stated that he needed to go back to, quote, get to Cameron, that also is untrue. We, as husband and wife and as adults of these children of ours, we try to figure out the best way possible to go about the situation with discussing with Sherman, discussing with our children. Obviously, children talk a lot more. So it was more important that my husband and I make this decision for our kids before we told my ninth grader. So Cameron knew that it was happening. And unfortunately, there was no conversation with me as primary parent for Cameron on an exit meeting. There was nothing specifically for Cameron, as you can see in Cameron's paperwork. There's literally blank pages. So I feel as a mother, they completely let Cameron fall through the cracks. Cameron wasn't a priority in any of this. It was all based around Phoenix. So that was also not true about Cameron already not knowing what was happening. Cameron just wasn't a priority to them.
Okay. Well spoken. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, anything finalized?
Yeah, and again, I just think, you know, I put this in there, you know, they've gotten motivated to do this. I think there's a rule that says that Phoenix can go back or something like that within 30 days, and that's what they're shooting for. They've already, if you looked at that documentation, already offered me another job and said that they'll welcome me back with open arms. You know, that's their intention in this. The last thing they want is him ineligible. They want him back at Sherman is why they're doing this. So.
Okay. All right.
And also just very quickly going back to our daughters, we have two girls in junior high. And while our boys are, of course, boys, I'm sure you guys have kids, they're able to process things a lot better. It's hard being a teenage girl, especially in Sherman middle school level. there was just a lot of things that my girls were subjected to that as a mom, I was just not happy. That class in particular, seventh and eighth grade class, seventh grade in particular, there's a lot of just things that little girls should not have to go through at Sherman, including our daughter getting a concussion and hit upside the head and things like that. So this was more so a decision based on my husband growing in his career and doing what's best for all of our children and their future and going through junior high and high school for our girls, our younger two.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Coach, anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Comments or questions from Ms. Denson, Ms. Vocal? All righty. Time to make a decision, and this decision is on Phoenix Grant. To either grant the appeal, overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Phoenix Grant, pending a residency waiver, eligible for varsity athletics at Gunner High School. All in favor, please raise your right hand. All opposed, same sign. That is unanimous. Okay, we're going to then move to student B, which is Cameron. I want a little discussion, Ms. Denson, Ms. Vocal, about this situation, because all the information we have was about Phoenix. None of it was about Cameron. And I'd like some feedback if I could have some. Ms. Denson?
I think when you move the family in the sense of Cameron, maybe knowing, not knowing, I think the whole issue is just relocating the young people for whatever opportunities for dad, for the students. Cameron was never in an exit interview. So he's a ninth grader, maybe not important at this point. Maybe I hate to use that terminology, but not a focus. They did not put him under the microscope because at this time, maybe his talent is not known or maybe not as a parent, if you would. So I am concerned about the fact that he was never in any exit conversation, which that appeared to be, that's part of their protocol. But I believe that Coach Kane did explain that as being a request of dad. Mm-hmm. But I do have some reservations about Cameron because of the fact that he was never in the conversation. It was just, he's there because he's the brother. So I do have some concerns.
Okay. Ms. Vocal, you have anything?
I agree with that. The documentation didn't focus on Cameron. So we have, again, a ninth grader with limited information.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I concur. It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn a ruling by the district executive committee pending residency waiver about Cameron Cravey. And if you grant the appeal, he would be eligible pending that waiver for varsity athletics at Gunner High School or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. It's unanimous. Okay. Recognizing that when we have these kinds of hearings, we're going to look at each of these individually, and it's two different situations here. So congratulations to Cameron. And Phoenix, we wish you nothing but the very best, young man. You're very articulate. You got a lot going for you without any doubt. So
good luck. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's confusion.
What? Was decided. We didn't.
What was decided was that Phoenix is not eligible.
Okay.
And Cameron is eligible.
Okay.
All right. With that having been said, we're going to end this hearing and remove those who have been part of it. Thank you for all your work. Let's see. I don't think we have new business, or do we, Dr. Braddock?
Yeah, I sat there so long without being muted, I forgot. No new announcement, no announcements, and no new business. Tough cases. Good job, folks. I don't know if we'll have any more cases before the end of the year. Caroline says we didn't have anything on the docket. And today was the district eligibility, district certification day for baseball, and that's the last one in our team sports. State track meets next week. So I don't think we'll have anything else unless you want to pick up some new business, maybe something from our lawsuit that's still pending. It's still in the court. Hasn't been determined yet.
Okay.
So other than that, thanks for your work. Thank you all, Ms. Denson and Ms. Vogel, and of course, our chair who has served so well for 22 years in this position. So it's been a great year. Hope to talk to you again soon, but hopefully not under these circumstances.
All right. Well, staff, as always, great job. Thank you for getting everything together. Caroline, Daryl, man, appreciate you. Dr. Bright, if you've got a good staff, you put it together, and thank you for that. No announcements, so we're going to officially adjourn this meeting. And Ms. Vogel, thank you. Ms. Denson, thank you. God bless, and y'all have a good one. All right.
Thank you.